Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, conversations with people at the leading edge. I'm Paula. Make no mistake, George W. Bush lost Iraq, says our guest veteran diplomat Peter Galbraith. Absent in the Bush administration were both realism and strategy, he says, noting questions that were not asked, including, what are the greatest dangers to our security, and what are the resources that we have available? Now Ambassador Galbraith urges a reversal of Bush's failures. What the United States needs is an effective foreign policy, says Ambassador Galbraith. How does the nation reverse the disastrous Bush legacy?
What I believe we need is a national security strategy that looks at the world as it is, that is pragmatic and makes most efficient use of the various instruments of statecraft at our command. Let me just cite one example that's gone out of fashion. Negotiation. Now, I can tell you, as a U.S. ambassador to Croatia during the Bosnia War and the Croatia Wars, I negotiated with evil people. So evil that people I negotiated with were indicted by the International Criminal Tribunal for genocide, the most horrific crime of all. And I negotiated with them. And in the end, we got peace. That war ended. And some of the people I negotiated with, I've gone and seen them in The Hague as I've testified against them. President Bush went to Israel to denounce Obama's idea of negotiating with Iran. He compared it to Chamberlain going to Munich. Well, it's a misunderstanding of what happened. There was nothing wrong with Chamberlain negotiating with Hitler. The problem was he gave him Czechoslovakia, but if he'd been a tough negotiator, as we were in the Balkans in the 90s, maybe World War II might have been avoided. So let's strip away the ideology. Let's focus on results. Let's focus on the world as it is.
Peter Galbraith is a longtime diplomat, the first U.S. ambassador to Croatia, and author of the bestseller The End of Iraq, How American Incompetence Created a War Without End. His book, Unintended Consequences, How War in Iraq Strengthened America's Enemies, looks ahead to address the damage done. Ambassador Galbraith is the Senior Diplomatic Fellow at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation, and also a contributor to the New York Review of Books. Bill Russell and I came to this conversation with our own sense of an urgent need to overhaul the United States' role in the world. Peter Galbraith, I have a friend who told me as we were thinking about the election of 2008, he said, well, how you feel about this depends on whether you're an optimist or a pessimist. And I said, well, couldn't we make that a three-part question and add realist in that? So the conversation continued. But I was thinking about that as I was reading Unintended Consequences, as I was thinking about America in the world. To be, maybe this is a yes and, to be an optimist and or a pessimist and a realist, isn't realism what we've been missing in some of those questions?
It is what exact realism and strategy are what we have missed in the last 8 years. We've had an administration that has substituted optimism, ideology, wishes for looking at the world as it is and for devising a strategy that involves rationing scarce national security resources to accomplish American goals. It's been an administration that hasn't prioritized it. Any sensible national security strategy would involve prioritizing. We'd sit down and say, what are the greatest dangers to our security? What are the resources that we have available? And we would apply the most resources to the greatest threats or the biggest opportunities. And we would then want to look at the environment in which we're operating, what were the facts on the ground, say in the Middle East, so that we could use those resources effectively. None of that happened under the Bush administration. And I want to make a point about my book, Unintended Consequences, which is, although I'm a sharp critic of what has happened in Iraq and the region since 2003, my critique is not intended for liberals or Democrats. It is equally intended for Republicans and conservatives, because regardless of where you are on the ideological spectrum, you should want the United States to be effective. You should want the United States to have strategies that accomplish our goals. And that is what has been missing. We've been ineffective.
I found myself thinking of Augustine Burroughs as I was reading your book. Augustine Burroughs wrote something called Magical Thinking, along with Running with Scissors. And it's the magical thinking piece of this that I found just remarkable, because so much of what this administration has done, top to bottom, has been wishing and hoping rather than what you talk about. And you've said it, but I think it's worth repeating, that the knowing what you were doing, having data, having intelligence in the technical sense, but in the more general sense, having strategic objectives, understanding what the country is trying to accomplish, what is in the country's best interest, and with those, beginning to set priorities, take the resources that are available, and applying those to the circumstances, all of that seems as if it would be sort of standard 1A in an administration, mm-hmm. in a State Department, in the military,
in the country,
in the intelligence community, but particularly amongst leadership. And by your accounting, there was a woeful lack of that.
Or an intentional walking away from it?
I don't try to psychoanalyze what was going on here. These people were not stupid.
These people being?
Meaning the foreign policy team around George Bush. And indeed, I think a lot of his critics underestimate the president. I think he's not knowledgeable. I think he's incurious. And he allowed others to make decisions or not make decisions that he ought to have made. But I think it's wrong to characterize him, as many of his critics do, as stupid. But what actually, it's interesting to see what happened in Iraq. You had a group of people who came in committed to the idea of regime change in Iraq. And they persuaded themselves that by getting rid of Saddam Hussein, there would be all sorts of benefits that would follow. You would have a democratic Iraq, which would be easily accomplished, and that would then have a domino effect. It would lead to the regime change in Iran and Syria, and eventually Egypt, Saudi Arabia. They believed that by having gotten rid of Iraq's WMD, that they would intimidate Iran, North Korea, and so that then we would make progress against those countries in terms of their nuclear programs. And they argued that all this could be done, accomplished easily. They persuaded themselves, and then in policy, they focused all their activity on making the case to everybody else, on trying to sell this, and then they believe their own sell job. And so when General Eric Shinseki came along and said, hey, you know, we need 300,000 or 400,000 troops, Paul Wolfowitz did not, and Rumsfeld did not, hear this as Shinseki meant it, the advice of a professional military man looking at the situation. They heard somebody who was undermining their case for the war.
Peter Galbraith has so much to tell us about The Unintended Consequences, the name of his newest book, How War in Iraq Strengthened America's Enemies. Bill Russell, I, Paula Gordon, Mr. Galbraith, and I all will be back in a moment.